Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome, parents and teachers, to The Deep Dive.
Great to be diving into what students are reading today.
So first up, a big cultural appointment, Arthur Staves. He's been named the new U.S. Poet Laureate.
Right, the 25th one. He's a highly respected second-generation Chinese-American poet.
And known for, well, his naturalist imagery and compassionate tone. Collections like Sightlines really showcase that.
What's interesting, too, is that he apparently hesitated at first because of some political issues at the Library of Congress.
Yeah, but he decided to accept and focus purely on, as he put it, the joy and power of poetry.
Mm-hmm. Trying to keep the focus on the art form itself. The Poet Laureate role is really about promoting poetry nationally.
So a good discussion point for you might be, how does art stay impactful when institutions face political winds? And what's that Poet Laureate role really about?
Great questions. Okay, next, shifting gears to music and activism, Bad Bunny.
Ah, yes, this is causing quite a stir. He's reportedly skipping his U.S. tour dates.
That's the report, potentially leaving millions on the table. And he confirmed it's because he's worried about ICE raids at his concerts targeting undocumented fans.
Wow, he's been very vocal against those raids, some happening in his native Puerto Rico. He stressed it's not hate for the U.S., just this specific concern.
It really throws a spotlight on how global politics and policies directly impact artists, doesn't it? And how they use their platforms.
Absolutely. So you could discuss, how do artists balance their convictions with their careers? And what happens culturally or economically when big events get canceled over social issues?
Yeah, lots to unpack there.
Okay, now turning to international affairs. Israel has launched a new ground offensive in Gaza City.
Yes, a major operation in Gaza's largest urban area. The stated aim is eliminating Hamas.
This follows the Hamas attack on Israel back on October 7th, 2023. But this new offensive has drawn, well, widespread condemnation and serious concerns from aid groups about the humanitarian crisis.
Mm-hmm. The Hamas-run health ministry figures are staggering, nearly 65,000 Palestinian deaths reported, about half being women and children. It's incredibly complex and tragic.
No easy answers here. It brings up tough ethical questions. A discussion could explore.
Yeah.
Why do different countries or leaders view these military actions so differently? Understanding those multiple perspectives is key.
Definitely crucial for students to grapple with that complexity.
Right. Now, closer to home, college sports integrity is in the news. The NCAA is investigating alleged basketball betting.
Yeah, this involves 13 players across six universities. Some big names like Temple and Arizona State are mentioned.
The allegations are serious things like manipulating game performance, sharing inside info with gamblers.
And it comes as legalized sports betting has just exploded, you know, from under $5 billion to, what, $120 billion recently? It creates huge challenges.
Huge. So you could ask your kids, what responsibility do athletes have regarding betting? How do you keep sports fair with so much legal gambling now?
The NCAA is looking at policy changes, like maybe getting rid of prop bets on college games. It's a tricky balance.
Very tricky. Okay, let's shift to something inspiring. Students encountered a quote from Beyonce.
The quote. If everything was perfect, you would never learn and you would never grow.
Exactly. And the article touches on her incredible career from Destiny's Child to, was it now, 32 Grammys?
Yeah.
A record.
An absolute powerhouse, known for constantly pushing boundaries in music videos. She really embodies that idea of growth through imperfection, doesn't she?
She really does. So a great personal reflection question for students. What does that quote mean in your life? How do figures like Beyonce inspire you through their words or actions?
Love that, making it personal.
And finally, another truly uplifting story. Alex Babich, a Ukrainian immigrant in Indiana.
Oh, the sunflower guy.
That's him. He grew the world's tallest sunflower, clover, standing at an incredible 35 feet. A Guinness World Record.
Wow, 35 feet. And he started growing them as a tribute to Ukraine, right? Where the sunflower is a symbol of hope. Especially meaningful since he came to the U.S. as a refugee from Chernobyl.
Exactly. He sees it as building a legacy for his family and community. Just a beautiful story of resilience and purpose.
It really is. It makes you think about symbols like national flowers and how they can drive people to do extraordinary things.
Yeah, so maybe discuss.
Yeah.
What motivates people to pursue these amazing goals to honor their heritage? What does legacy mean?
Fantastic themes there.
So that's a quick look at some of the diverse topics students are exploring through the Juice this week.
Quite a range, from poetry and pop stars to global conflicts and record-breaking plants.
We hope these summaries and questions help you connect with your kids about what they're learning and thinking about.
Yeah, fostering that curiosity and critical thinking is what it's all about.
As you think about these stories, maybe consider how these very different events connect, or how they reflect the complex world we're all navigating. What do these stories spark in your family discussions?
Great final thought.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We appreciate you tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.